Many Democrats openly oppose Joe Biden's re-election campaign. By Wendell Hasebo on December 15, 2023. President Joe Biden launched his re-election without full support from fellow Democrats, who fear his age and lack of accomplishments will hinder his campaign against likely Republican nominee former President Donald Trump. The lack of solidarity behind Biden indicates the Democrat Party lacks leadership and is susceptible to infighting over how to address several issues that arose after Biden assumed office, such as soaring inflation, suicide rates, and the invasion of the southern border. As a result, many Democrats do not support Biden's re-election. Charlemagne the God: "See, the facts are, Biden is not getting any younger," he said. "He's not going to get any more popular and he is not getting a new running mate. So, please, Mr. President, give America the ultimate Christmas gift and step aside." David Axelrod: "If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the country's." Representative Dean Phillips, DMN: "I believe there are other candidates who have a far better chance and don't have the actuarial risk that the president has," he said. "Why does everyone have blinders on? Why are we essentially being led to this cliff without knowing what's on the other side?" David Ignatius: "I don't think Biden and Vice President Harris should run for re-election. It's painful to say that, given my admiration for much of what they have accomplished." Philip Levine: "It is a little bit like your grandfather running the company and you know that he's at a point now where the heirs could suffer value if we don't change management at the top," he said. "And this is very difficult. How do we get Grandpa to relinquish the CEO role?" Anonymous DNC member: "I want to see Bidenism continue, but I think the best way to make sure that happens is to perhaps have a different candidate than Joe Biden." Steve Shurtleff: "In my heart of hearts, no," Shurtleff said when asked if he wanted Biden to run for re-election. "I think a lot of people just don't want to say it." Recent polling that highlighted Biden's weakened chances of winning re-election in 2024 set the Democrat Party ablaze with infighting about how to revamp the president's frail image, campaign strategy, and growing anxiousness among Democrats that Trump could oust the 81-year-old from office. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign is a five-alarm fire. It's a cardiac case in need of a defibrillator. Or a lemming on course to slowly march into the sea and drown, NBC News wrote, reporting readers' sentiments. The Democrats' disarray, which appears to border on panic, is a positive sign for Republicans' chances of retaining the House and retaking the Senate and the White House. Republicans are cautiously optimistic they can carry the current momentum into Election Day. The political environment is likely to change. Recent New York Times/Siena College polling showed Trump leads Biden in 5 of the 6 battleground states. It also revealed Biden has a growing problem with retaining the support of Black and Hispanic voters, key demographic profiles Democrats rely on to maintain power. Additional polling spells doom for Biden. Gen Forward: "Trump's support among Black Americans is surging ahead of the 2024 election." CNN poll: "Joe Biden's approval rating sinks to lowest of his presidency." NBC News: "Biden's approval rating tanks to the lowest level of his presidency." Morning Consult: "Trump leads Biden in 6 of 7 crucial swing states." Gallup poll: "Joe Biden's support among independents drops 8 points to a record low 27%. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.